on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 12th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
You know, I'm okay, Taryn. I come on these Thursday updates thinking the target's going to be locked. I can talk about things like who's flirting with who and what everybody is wearing. But no, these people have to play Big Brother, even on eviction day.
Yeah, you want the Jacob Jones spot where you can talk about bagels and cats.
I'll talk about bagels and cats anyway. Those are my two favorite topics.
Well, you don't get along with Jacob Jones then.
Okay, well.
We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 36 in the house, and it was a day here on the feeds as we saw a lot of action go down and a potential vote flip in the air, an alliance potentially crumbling. There's a lot to talk about here, Alita.
Yeah, this isn't what I signed up for, Taryn. I just want to talk about who's announcing who's going to the bathroom.
You know, there was some of that. You know, there's also, we can talk, there's some relationship drama to talk about from yesterday as well.
That's true. That's true. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. Yesterday had everything. These house guests don't care about our beauty rest. And you know what? It's fine. At least there's, I think, things going the way that I want it to. So. Just because I had to stay up late to find that out and wake up early today.
Yeah. These house guests have no respect for me trying to slowly put this studio together.
Like just, do they not know that your stuff was missing?
Baby steps. And then I have to take big steps back. I don't know if you see, but I'm using a different microphone. It's because this one is broken.
Taryn's going to go drive to LA and yell over the wall for everybody to stop playing for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I just need a second, guys. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what's going on here on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. We started the day. Let's talk through some of what's going on. Christian has been backdoored. He's up on the block against Sarah Beth. We saw that a couple of nights ago, Tiffany and Claire were talking about how frustrated they were because they're in a tricky position. They're supposed to be in a four-person/five-person alliance with Christian and Alyssa, a final four. And this has put them in a situation where, why aren't they voting for Christian and Alyssa to stay? Well, a great excuse would have been the votes aren't there anyway. We need the jokers in order to make this happen since we know that Kylan and Hannah are guaranteed votes in the other direction. If all of the jokers are voting you out, then there's nothing we can do. So with that in mind, the day before yesterday, day 35, Tiffany went to the jokers late at night and requested that they go in a different direction and tell Christian that they're not voting for him. The jokers did not appreciate the request. It was not an official request. There was no paperwork, it was a little bit rude when she called them liars.
I think request is maybe an overly polite term for how they interpreted Tiffany's command.
Yes, Tiffany tried to. Tell them that they needed to do this. It was unfair to her that she was in this position. They were very upset with it. They saw right through it. They know exactly what she's doing, that she wants to be able to have her hands clean and they need to have their hands dirty. And they're not pleased about it. So that's where we come into, the morning today here on day 36, where Big D and Azza are still very upset about what happened the night before. they are talking about how much they do not like Tiffany. They don't want to talk to her and they want nothing to do with her whole, oh, I need to, you know, cover my own butt. And you guys need to be the ones to do this. They're like, no, 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 no. Whatever she wants us to do, let's do the opposite at this point. She can get in as much trouble as she wants. So they are very much against trying to help Tiffany out here.
They are, but they are also not interested necessarily in targeting Tiffany either. This seems more like a spat amongst people who have been friends for too long. Than it does necessarily the alliance breaking up. Now, could this be a harbinger for the alliance breaking up? Yes, but they have not explicitly said, I hate Tiffany, let's get her out of here. They're more like frustrated with her on like a personal level, as well as a game level.
Yeah, well, they're getting close. They're getting close.
And but they have not said that she's going to be their target.
Not at this point in the day.
Okay.
Aza and Brittany are going to talk a little bit as well. Aza does want to tell Christian that he doesn't have her vote, but not because of Tiffany. She wants to do her own thing, and Brittany still is a possibility. So she hopefully this doesn't help Tiffany. But Aza is going to go and talk to Christian and tell him, I'm not going to vote to keep you. And he does fight back. He tries to say, look, but you need me. You need me in this game to fight against, you know, Derek X and Kyland and them and Sarah Beth is the strongest trio in this house right now. So if you take out Sarah Beth, you've still got Derek X and Kyland. They're still big threats. You need me in this game to go after them. Oz is like, I'm sorry.
Every single thing he says, Oz is just like, yeah, but no. Sorry, like she is just a brick wall, which we've seen from Aza pretty consistently. Once she makes up her mind about something, at least in the moment, she is pretty obtuse, or not obtuse, but pretty stubborn. So satisfying for me to watch her just not be swayed by Christian given the craziness of everybody else today.
Mm-hmm. So Christian is going to go to Alyssa and he's just, I'm not staying. It's over. Aza said no. So I guess we're just going to have to, I guess I should just stop trying and we can just enjoy the rest of our time together.
I guess we should just spend the whole day making out. There's nothing else to be done. And Alyssa's like, yeah. No.
She's like, no, absolutely not. I refuse. In fact, I will ignore you all day. I will. This is not what is going down.
And Chris is like, come on. Can I have one thing?
You are going to fight until your last breath in this house, Christian. That's how we do things. You're going to go. You're going to keep fighting, all right? He's like, okay.
He's such a sad sack. He just wants to spend time with his girlfriend.
And I mean, good on Alyssa here because there was more fight to be fought.
Yeah.
Aza, Big D, and Xavier are going to talk for a bit. They tell him about the whole situation with Tiffany the night before and how frustrated they are with her. And that they're very not pleased and, would love to see, you know, if something were to happen to Tiffany, they wouldn't mind, because they're very annoyed with it. And at this point in the day, it's kind of like, okay, this is interesting. You know, the amount of trash talk, so to speak, that Big D and Aza are, you know, exhibiting, is certainly enough where if it did get back to Tiffany, Tiffany knows that they are not fans of her, but if she heard exactly what they were saying and the implications and ramifications of it, she very well could be like, oh, so we're doing this, and then things would get tricky.
Yeah, they're talking about final seven here, about maybe keeping Brittany or Hannah over Tiffany at seven. But yeah, this is incriminating to them were it to get back to Tiffany, which to me, Xavier is in this conversation, right?
He's in this conversation. I don't think they told Xavier that they would choose Brittany over Tiffany. Okay. But I mean, given what they were saying to him, like the implication is there.
Right. And it's like, given that Xavier wants the flip this week too, I don't know if them being so glib with Xavier is necessarily their best play. Or maybe they at this point are so frustrated with Tiffany they want to draw side. They are maybe not want to actively draw a line, but are ready to break rank with her.
Mm-hmm. I think if Azza or Big D won, would they go after Tiffany? Maybe not, but they would almost definitely put Tiffany on the block, probably with Claire or something. Screw you. That's the plan. That's always been the plan, is to put the person up next to their person.
Yeah, I know. But I just don't know. I feel like this read to me more as just like venting, and I don't know if they would necessarily put Tiffany on the block. I feel like they would not be mad if she was put on the block, like you said, but I don't know.
Okay, so some of what Big D, and there's some more confrontation that happens later, but post that confrontation, Big D and Azza talk about, yes, don't wanting definitely Hannah over Tiffany, but also even Brittany over Tiffany. Big D says at one point that he really wants Brittany to win so that Brittany can put Tiffany on the block. He says at one point that he would love to put Tiffany on the block. They are frustrated. We don't know if this will actually stick. And certainly Tiffany still has a lot of pull in this game. She's very unlikely to go home in any scenario. And probably people like Xavier can probably talk Azza and Big D out of putting Tiffany up if they wanted to. Probably go more like, hey, why don't you put up Derek or something?
Yeah.
They are frustrated and they are doing everything that they can to not necessarily, get Tiffany up, but undermine Tiffany at any given opportunity and try to, again, it's very, very Team America, very Donnie, trying to tell anyone that will listen, hey, Derek is running this house, get him out. Like they are trying to do that to Tiffany.
You can't just throw the word Derek around in this season.
It's too many Derek's.
Yeah.
We are going to get Sarah Beth is going to do some one-on-ones. She's going to talk with a few different people. She talks to Hannah. They agree again, like, oh, everything from the last couple of weeks under the bridge. It's water under the bridge. I guess just being under the bridge itself isn't good enough. It needs to be water under the bridge, because if it's something else under the bridge, maybe it's a troll.
Yeah. And then you would have to answer three riddles.
Exactly.
And who has the time?
Pay the troll toll. Sarah Beth, it also like implies that, she had been told that Hannah was coming for her, but she now knows that that was a lie. Don't worry about me, Hannah. I think this does well enough. I still would have loved to see more from Sarah Beth when it came to Hannah, in terms of, again, just, I mean, it's this, it's the Christian problem. Sarah Beth knows that she needs Hannah in the game. And so she has made the moves required of her. I need to tell Sarah Beth that I'm not coming for her. I need to tell Sarah Beth, I'm not coming for her. And I need to tell her that, that everything is, cool now. I need to, say that I want to work with her and Derek. But saying those things and doing those things are kind of different. And, they did hang out together in the HOH room the other night. But beyond that, they have not hung out too much. You need to really hammer these things home. That's the lesson Christian is learning here this week. So we'll see where this goes. I do think that Hannah has taken a step back when it comes to targeting Sarah Beth. But if Hannah were to win next week, she doesn't really have that many other options anyway, so she'll probably still be looking at Sarah Beth. However, this is going to help Sarah Beth this week when things hit the fan tonight, at least a little bit, because Hannah actually does see a lot of value in taking out Christian, not only for the sake of Derek, but also for her own game. And she's not as concerned about Sarah Beth as she was before.
Right. And Sarah Beth explicitly tells Hannah that she won't put her and Derek X up if she wins.
Yes. So Sarah Beth is also going to talk with Claire. And again, it's like, I like this. I mean, when she does one-on-ones, she's actually talking game. It's like, okay, yes, you're saying the right things. You're doing the right things, because I think Sarah Beth is very smart and is capable of being a very good player. She just needs to be more active about it, in my opinion. She tells Claire, jackpot. I'm loyal to the jackpot. I love the jackpot. I'm with you guys. Like, where was this for the last 3 weeks? Like, it was like once a week she'd even utter the word jackpot. But the more that you can help convince Claire and Tiffany, who are two very powerful people in the game, that you are with them, the better. So, do that.
She's doing a thing that works on a certain type of person, that person being me, but I think also Claire, which is that bond over people that you don't feel great about. Claire mm-hmm. wants to hear, I'm not feeling great on Xavier. I'm a little iffy on him. Claire, that's music to her ears.
Yes. She gives Claire the heads up that that when the kings met after the veto ceremony, they were very suspicious of the queens, and that Xavier seemed to really be pushing that, hey, Derek wouldn't do this without the backing of the queen. So watch out. And Claire should watch out for Xavier. Mm-hmm. She has been talked into sort of letting him ride by Hannah and Tiffany, but that is absolutely the wrong call. For her game. And this is very good info for her. If she's listening, and I'm not sure she is. But Sarah Beth also says that she would plan to go after Alyssa next week. And Claire mentions that she is a little bit concerned about these jokers and how they are a tight trio. I think this is probably going to be Claire's line for a while, whether or not she actually would target the jokers at this point. I think there is value in doing so, and I think she recognizes that, so she could follow through with it if she needed to. But it's also just a good thing for her to say. It's a plausible reason for her to go after the jokers, and the jokers are an easy target, not somebody worth, you need a target in the game sometimes. People need to know where you stand, and so being able to pick an easy target, it's very Kevin Martin and Karen, right? Like Kevin was able to say he was going to go after Karen all season long, and it was great for his game in Big Brother Canada 5. So it's...
And I'm always saying there's no difference between Derek F. and Karen.
Absolutely.
I can't tell them apart.
So I like this play from Claire, but I do think that if it comes down to it, she really needs to look at Xavier. I think he is her biggest threat at this point. Sarah Beth's going to talk to Xavier. She's going to talk to Alyssa. Xavier basically tells her, look, nothing against you, but I will not be voting for you to stay. I'm giving Christian my vote. He deserves, to not go out unanimously, and so on and so forth. And basically, of course, I'm more loyal to him and by proxy now Alyssa than you. And I don't care about you as much in this game.
It's like, it's not going to be unanimous. So that doesn't even make sense. Like, obviously, Alyssa, nobody's going to begrudge her for voting for Christian. Also, I think Derek says something like, oh, well, my plan was always to vote for the person who wasn't, like, he was always going to vote for, like, whoever the house wasn't going to vote for, which is just, like, deranged. Which, and also not true. That would be a crazy strategy.
His plan was to vote for whoever Frenchie wanted him to vote for the season. But now he just has to try and guess who Frenchie wants him to vote for. That's why he's voting Christian out. It's for Frenchie.
Yeah, because Frenchie wants all the white men gone.
Yes, the meatheads.
Yes.
I don't love this from Xavier. I don't know why he feels the need to vote for Christian here, even though he knows that Christian is leaving. Especially because, Sarah Beth, like, right from get-go, Xavier should have been on the side of Sarah Beth, knowing that Christian is leaving. Because I feel like he can, Alyssa has nowhere else to go. He can still absolutely just be like, Alyssa, I'm with you if we get the votes, but we need to keep Sarah Beth. If Sarah Beth comes after us, we're screwed. So if I need to, at least one of us needs to vote for Sarah Beth to stay. And you know, have a great excuse to vote for Christian. We need to keep the team together as much as possible. So on and so forth. There's a way that Xavier could have played this that I think is much better. I don't love, the not voting here for, Sarah Beth, but
yeah,
it's going to happen. Things aren't going to get, too spicy though, until we finally get to a conversation with Christian and Tiffany. Now we didn't see most of this conversation. I don't know if, you know, Plan Z really came into effect, in earnest. But, you know, the tail end of this conversation is essentially, you know, hey, the fans would love it, Tiffany, if the vote flipped, right? Especially if we take out somebody that's already got like a $250,000 check waiting for them. You know, what do you think, Tiffany? We'll still have our four plus our five with Xavier. Like, we can make this happen. And she's like, I've been waiting to see what you were made of here, Christian. Mm-hmm. And she goes and she, you always know that you've made an impact with Tiffany if she starts looking at the chessboard. And right after this conversation, she goes and she stares at the chess. She locks the HOH door and she's staring at the chessboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's using the I'm a shield argument, all of these arguments that are a little tired, and it just shows that Tiffany was ready to hear whatever she wanted to hear. And whatever that conversation with Christian was, she was ready to hear, like, wow, those are some great points by Christian, because she wants to do this, and she wants to be in control of the house and do something exciting and all that, because Tiffany strategically can't sit still. And I think that's a big flaw in her game.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's happening here is that, you know, and I kind of explained this yesterday, but the way that I'm seeing Tiffany through this is that she's trying to play her own game, but she's also playing the cookout game. And she's also playing the Derek game. Right. Like, she is trying to play a bunch of different games at the same time. And, you know, it's good that she has options. She's playing her game in that she has a lot of different options, different paths she can go. But the paths that she's choosing are not the optimal ones for herself. And I think she knows that. She's making concessions in order to help the cookout. I mean, right. Big D and Azza are huge anchors to her game. Mm-hmm. Because they do not like her and are trying to sabotage her. Right. And yet she is actively working to protect them and keep them protected in a way that doesn't really benefit her in any way. Mm-hmm. And a similar situation is happening this week with Derek X. She could flip this vote. She could have, and she still could if she wanted to. There's not a ton of downside for her if she does it. There's a good path forward for her, where she flips this vote. She screws over Derek X. Derek X has way bigger problems than, you know, having to come after her now. And there's a solid path forward, but she doesn't want to do that because she likes Derek X so much. She doesn't want to screw him over. She's having a lot of personal feelings. She has so much power in the game that she feels that she can make these little concessions and still do well herself. Like, yeah. I can satisfy the cookout and Derek X and my own desires. However, when on day 35, that night, she was trying to talk to the Jokers, I think it came back to her that, like, this is really causing me problems in this game. These mm-hmm. Azza and Big D are such an issue for me. And now this is now combining with the Christian decision, and things are, like, really, like, looking bad for me. And then Christian comes to her and she's like, this is exactly what I needed. I think she's looking at this chessboard and she's trying to figure out, okay, I want to make what I like, you know what I've decided. Sorry, Derek X, but I need to do something here for myself. Right. And she's trying to figure out, how can I pull that off at this point in the week, without completely screwing Derek X over and without getting too much blood on my hands and screwing myself over. Mm-hmm. And so when, she's looking at this chessboard, Derek X ends up knocking on the HOH room door. She's like, damn it. She goes, she's like, what the hell? You locked me out of my own room. She's like, sorry, I'm thinking. He's like, what are you thinking about? And she's like, I don't trust your people, Derek. Yeah. So this is what I think her plan is and why it fails ultimately. I think that she's thinking, I'm going to pull Brittany. I'm going to get Brittany to flip her vote, and I'm going to blame Brittany for this flip, because if Brittany flips, then the votes, you know, may or may not be there at that point. Like, who knows where the votes are, and I can't be on the wrong side of this vote. So this is where Tiffany starts this conversation. I don't trust your people. I don't trust the votes are there. Christian just talked to me, and he is convinced that Brittany's voting for him. And Derek is like, no, you don't understand. This Brittany is just lying to Christian. She's not actually going to vote to keep Christian.
Right.
And Tiffany's like, that's what Christian thinks she's doing to you, that she's lying to you and that she is actually going to keep him. And Derek, I can't be on the wrong side of this vote. And you know, I've always wanted Christian to stay. And Derek is like, what's happening here?
Like, yeah. And one of Tiffany's reasons for this, which I can understand why Derek is doubtful of this, is that Tiffany says that she thinks she has more influence over Christian than Alyssa does. Mm-hmm. Which I can understand from Derek's perspective why that sounds like BS.
Yeah, she's trying to both convince him that, like, this might not be something that we can stop anyway, and it's maybe not that bad.
Yeah, it's
because
good
I can I can stop Christian from coming for you. We can make this work. And he's like, no, I think I'm screwed if Christian stays. She's like, not necessarily. We can make this work, right?
I don't know, Tiffany. I'm kind of sensing a vibe between Christian and Alyssa.
Tiffany says, look, the thing about Christian, he's too green to lie properly and to come up with schemes. So you can trust what he says. And I really think that he at very least feels like he has hand. He's not lying about these things. And she then goes on to explain what happened with Big D and Azza and how frustrated she is with the situation. She is, you know, to capture the vibe here, Derek asks, like, what was the vibe? And she was like, hot. I was hot. I'm hot right now.
Yeah.
And Derek, you know, she's ranting sort of about Azza and Big D and that whole situation. And Derek, I think in this moment is like, what does this have to do with Christian staying? In her mind, I think it makes sense why this leads to Christian staying, but I don't think she knows that it doesn't to Derek. And Derek is starting to withdraw, okay. And he does not know how to handle this.
Locks his own door behind him. Backing out of the room slowly.
Yes. Xavier ends up coming in. Derek leaves. Tiffany talks to Xavier. And she says, look, I think I want Christian to stay here. And Xavier's like, ooh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's make this happen. But I don't know what to do about Derek, because Derek is not buying this. And Xavier's like, well, Derek can be mad. Who cares? It can be us against him and, Kylan will be mad at Hannah. Yeah, we can pull Hannah though. Like we know we have Hannah. So who would we really be up against? It would be us with Christian and Alyssa. It'll be the dream team.
Yeah. But Tiffany has another idea about how they cannot lose Derek.
Yes, she wants to. She says, I can't lose Derek. Derek is too valuable to my game. She doesn't want to do that to him. Can we get Christian and Derek to like make a deal? I cannot have Derek leave next week because of this.
So can you tell me what would this deal be that she's envisioning?
Just that Christian would not go after Derek. He would go after who did they say? Like Brittany and Sarah Beth. Or no, Sarah Beth would be gone. I don't even know. I don't think they thought it through all the way.
Okay. I didn't know if I missed it or if they're just like, let's have them make a deal. It's like, okay, but what would be mutually beneficial for them that they would agree on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be Brittany the primary target here. If they were to make a deal, like they did talk about Brittany as the I don't know who the pawn would be or what would happen if Brittany won the veto or anything like that. But they're like, okay, we can make something work here. Mm-hmm. We need a fifth vote though. Who's going to be the fifth vote? Because if they get here's the scenario. Tiffany, if she wants to flip the vote, she needs 5 votes to keep Christian in the game. Herself, Xavier, Alyssa, she needs to pull in Claire, and then they'll have 4. They need a 5th. They could try to get Hannah, but Hannah would have to screw over Derek X in order to do that. Probably a no-go.
Not gonna happen.
They can't get Kylan. He's not going to vote out Sarah Beth. So that only leaves 3 votes, the 3 Jokers. They need one of the Jokers at least in order to make this happen. They talk about Big D as an option. Xavier thinks maybe they can talk to him. And Tiffany is, of course, going to talk about maybe trying Brittany, especially once she talks to Claire. So Xavier's going to go out and start going to work. And Tiffany's going to go and talk to Claire and tell Claire, hey, I want to flip this vote. And Claire's down. She's in.
Right.
Let's do it. This makes sense. And it does make sense. This would be amazing for Claire's game because of the damage it may do to the cookout and the fact that Christian is still in. Christian still wants a final 4 with Claire involved, a final 3 with Claire there. Just overall, really great for Claire's game if this happens.
Yeah, unfortunately, Claire doesn't really have the capital right now to be super proactive in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad for her.
Yeah. They agree to go after Brittany for the 5th vote here. In the meantime, Xavier's talking to Christian and Alyssa. He says, we're close. We're close to make some. This could be like a 5-4 vote right now. But you'd have to agree to not go after Derek. That's the rule.
Brittany's got to go next week.
Yes. He's trying to give Christian the head. Like, if you go into any conversation about targeting Derek, you say you're not targeting Derek. That's what you need to do right now. Mm-hmm. Derek, in the meantime, has gone and found the Jokers, and he's asking them about, like, he's like, what's happening? What happened last night? And they go on to explain and rant about Tiffany, and that she's trying to use them as scapegoats and all of this stuff. And Derek, good on him as well. Like is trying to stop this before it starts. He's like, well, I mean, none of this matters, right? Like, if you guys vote Christian out, then Tiffany won't get her way, right?
Right.
So if you guys stay strong to this, then Christian will leave no matter what Tiffany wants. And they're like, yeah. And Big D's like, yeah, well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell Christian it's done. It's over. He doesn't have the votes. Everybody's lying to him. I'm going to tell him the truth.
Okay, nice and simple. Hopefully nobody intercepts me on my way.
Yes, Big
Darn
D
it.
Goes out. He's going to tell Christian. And then Xavier's like, hey, Big D, over here.
I'm busy. end this.
Yes. Xavier intercepts Big D and pitches, hey, the vote's flipping.
Mm-hmm.
The vote's flipping. You need to get over with us because
you don't want to be left behind.
You don't want to be in the minority. The vote. And I just feel like this is the wrong pitch to Big D. I feel like Big D needs to feel like this is his thing, right?
Yeah.
Trying to feign strength here is not the call because Big D immediately is like, no, I don't want Kristen to stay. And right. Then immediately Xavier's like, oh, but don't you think, what about, and it's clear that Xavier needs, because Big D knows that the votes aren't there unless he's there.
Yeah.
He was just told that by Derek. So it was not the way to start this conversation.
No, and that Derek astutely says, why? So you could have 2 locked jury votes?
Yeah. And Xavier's like, well, no, it's not about that. I mean, we could keep Christian. And he's like, oh, Big D's like, I don't want to piss Derek off. Like Derek likes us. Why would we piss him off? And Xavier's like, well, Christian likes us too. He's like, yeah, Christian likes Alyssa a whole lot more than he likes us.
Yeah.
And Big D says, Sarah Beth, all the girls want to target her. She's going to be a target next week. So why would we take her out now? Xavier, you gotta lose your person, all right? You gotta put this to rest.
Everybody's gonna have to lose their person. It's the whole plan.
So Xavier strikes out here with Big D. And then the feeds kind of go down for a little while. This is during the episode. This is when I think they realized that nobody was watching the episode and they were really proud of it. And they should have been. This is my theory. They were really proud of this episode. They're, guys, I know the feeds are exciting, but I promise this is a good episode. Please watch.
What's a good episode?
And so the feeds cut for a while. And unfortunately, while they were down, we did miss the sort of climax of this whole scenario where Tiffany apparently had asked Christian to go and grab Brittany. So I assume that she talked to Christian, was like, hey, we're almost here. We just need Brittany. Okay. Can you go grab Brittany for us?
And just Brittany, please.
Just Brittany so that I can talk to Brittany. And again, mm-hmm. I think her plan here is to talk Brittany into like being a secret agent. You vote for Christian, and then Tiffany can say, I knew it. I talked to Brittany and she was voting for Christian to stay this whole time, Derek. It was that way. We can't trust these people. Let's go my way. I can help fix this for you. I'll help facilitate a deal between you and Christian. I'll keep you safe next week. This is the way that we need to go. However, things got a little trickier because when Christian went to go grab Brittany, she did not come alone.
Right. She came with the Jokers. And I just want to clarify from Tiffany, this is a trap for Brittany, right? Tiffany is still going to go for Brittany next week, even if she votes with them. OK.
Yeah.
She can pin this all on Brittany.
Yes, okay. She can pin it on Brittany. And the deal is for everyone to go after Brittany next week.
Got
she's
it.
Luring Brittany into her web here.
And Big D are like, not on my watch.
Exactly.
You want to talk to one Joker, you talk to all the Jokers, which honestly, smart of them.
Very smart of them, because this could have been disastrous. They were like, Tiffany wants to talk to Brittany with Christian there. She didn't want Christian to be there, but she used Christian to grab her. And she later says that was a mistake. I should not have had Christian go grab her. But Oz and Big D apparently were coming with her. And they come into the room. And again, this is all from retells. We did not see this. From the way Tiffany tells it, they came into the room like they were her bodyguards. Like she needed protection from me. How dare they? she probably did.
She needed protection. Yeah, it makes sense.
And then they got into some kind of confrontation about it. Yeah. She was like, I want to talk to Brittany alone. They would not let it happen. And they got into some kind of confrontation and it kind of blew up. And so this was not the clandestine meeting that it was supposed to be. And it's now become obvious that, Azza and Big D are not going to let this go, that they are going to expose whatever Tiffany tries to do here, and that this whole thing is blown up. And Tiffany's idea of trying to pin this on Brittany, trying to act like Brittany was not trustworthy in the situation, has not worked. And that she is not going to be able to flip this vote without Azza and Big D raising a big fuss and blaming her for it. And so she's starting to feel like, damn. I don't see a way for this to work. And this is the point in the podcast where we probably could have told you that from the start, Tiffany. So you've waited way too long. This indecisiveness is not gonna play well.
Right. Yeah. And so she goes to Derek X and is basically just like, all right, we're getting rid of Christian.
Yes. I mentioned this last night. So the feeds come back to Tiffany talking with Derek and Claire. And she has sort of conceded, but in the way where it's like, I'm not going to do it. Okay. We're not going to. I mean, it makes the most sense. It's what I want to do. Your arguments are all dumb and stupid and don't make any sense, but I'm going to do what you want because that's mm-hmm. what I'm doing at this point.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And Derek is like, no, I mean, I do think this makes sense. Don't you? I mean, this is the time we need to take the shot. Well, we don't need to take the shot, but, it's, we're going to,
She's such a martyr.
Yeah. Xavier's talking to Hannah and Kyland. He says, Tiffany seems to want to flip this vote. So what do you guys think?
And Xavier.
Yeah. They're like, no, we're not. We don't want to do that. Hannah is, in particular, says like, and because Hannah's the one that maybe they could pull. Not only does it screw over Derek X, which he's not willing to do, but it just makes sense. This guy's on the block. You need to take the shot. This is not going to happen. Xavier's going to strike out here as well.
Also, if there was a chance of pulling Hannah, don't talk to her about it in front of Kyland.
Yeah, this was kind of a weird decision. I'm not entirely sure what it was about, but they discussed maybe we should get the cookout together because things are getting heated and we need to resolve these issues. I don't know how public the confrontation was with Brittany, right, Azza, and Big D, but they certainly seem to be aware that the tensions are rising and that if they don't want the cookout to blow up, that they need to do something about it.
Yep. Hopefully there's some sort of big house meeting. I don't know.
Big house meeting. The Xavier caught a lot of flack with the live feeders yesterday. Because from this point forward, he becomes the fun killer. I guess we'll get there soon, but
yeah.
Kyland is going to go and talk to Sarah Beth. Now, we didn't catch most of this conversation, but we did catch the tail end of it. It seems as though he is giving her a heads up that things were looking a little dicey there for a second. But don't worry, it's not going to impact the votes, he said. You should still be good. But we do catch that he says it does feel like Tiffany is the antagonist in this situation. Not entirely sure where that's going to go. We know that Kyland has been starting to work against Tiffany. And interestingly, it hasn't been much with Sarah Beth yet. But we'll see if this is the start of something. Xavier is going to talk to Tiffany and they both agree it's not happening. It's not happening.
We could only get Brittany alone.
Yeah. If not for those meddling kids ruining our plans, if we could have just gotten Brittany alone, then we could have made this work, but it's not going to work now. Yeah, we're going to have to give in.
Which makes them sus because it's like, well, if the cookout is a thing, then why are Azza and Big D actively working against me here?
Yes. And they feel like they've been outvoted. And, Hannah and Kyland aren't down either. And so what are they doing? There's going to be a lot of talks. I did not write all of them down, but between Hannah and Tiffany, Xavier and Big D, all of the people in the cookout are going to be talking about what do we do from this point forward? Can we still work together? The primary message here is, yes, we can still work together. But this thing between Tiffany and Big D and Azza, we're not sure how to handle
probably
that.
Not great that we can't get on the same page about who's going home. Not the best sign for an alliance.
Yeah. Xavier's going to let Christian know, not so sure it's looking great anymore. Sorry about that. Xavier wants to calm the house down. Things are getting too feisty in the house. So he wants to call a house meeting in order for everyone to play games.
He calls a house meeting. Everybody gets so excited. Everybody jumps out of their showers and runs to the feeds. And he wants to play freaking Mafia, which, to be fair, I mean, I know that this isn't what X is doing because he does want the vote to flip. But I feel like a great strength that I would have in the house is if a flip was possible, I could just waste everybody's time until they run out to run out the clock. I feel like if something was happening and I didn't want anybody else to talk, I would be like, all right, guys, time to play 12-hour charades. I feel like I would be really good at wasting everybody's time. It's a good skill in the house. Obviously, again, not what he's doing, but it is going to run out the clock a little bit.
Mm. Yeah. You know, it's funny because people are like, oh, he's acting like Derek. But like Derek in 16, like called house, like actual house meetings. And you know, there were things that happened. So things settle down a little bit here. But Christian and Alyssa, not quite done with the day. They're going to be pitching pretty hard to Brittany in the bathroom. And then she ends up crying to herself afterward, like, oh, I don't know. And then Xavier talks to her and she's upset. She's like, she doesn't want people to be mad at her. She doesn't want Alyssa and Christian to be mad if she votes them out. She doesn't want Derek X to be mad if she, because she kind of wants to keep Christian. She kind of does want to keep Christian. She also like doesn't know what to do with Tiffany in that whole situation. And Xavier kind of encourages her to talk with Tiffany. And so he leaves and kind of like tags Tiffany in, like they actually do like a tag. And then Tiffany comes in and she's like, are we really considering keeping Christian? And it's at this point that it's like, this actually might have worked. Like, right. Like Brittany is actually on board. And if Tiffany had been able to talk to her alone, oh boy, this might have happened. But Tiffany basically says, yes, we were considering it, but now we can't because of Azza and Big D.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tiffany says, like, she doesn't like how Azza and Big D came at her because she would, quote, never do that to them, which is funny that she's like, oh, I would never talk to them aggressively. That's a horrible word, but I would never dictate to them what to do, even though obviously that's not the case at all. But she says we can't do it because Azza and Big D, they laid down the hammer.
Yeah, it's all their fault. They wouldn't let you talk to me. And Brittany's like, but can't we still do it? She's like, no, it's too late now.
Yeah.
She said, I'm 51% still that he needs to go. There are lots of reasons why he should go too. And Brittany's like, yeah. But we're not doing it. No, not for now. We're not doing it. That's it. That's it for the night, for the Christian flips here. It's not happening.
It's not happening. And a lot of extra chatter about Azza saying that Tiffany is walking out of the room when I come in. There's a lot of interpersonal drama between them. Tiffany says that she's starting to trust Kyland more than she trusts Azza and Derek F, because she thinks that Kyland can take the personal out of the game, which is interesting because Tiffany is not taking the personal out of the game.
Yes, but she feels like Azza and Big D's problem is that they are too personal in their game. But I think that's why she clapped, because their personal disagrees with her personal.
Yeah. And I also want to just like be fair to Tiffany and all of this, that like, this is the first time that an all black alliance has like been at the forefront of a Big Brother season. And so I can see that there is a lot of added pressure. We've seen that Tiffany is somebody who is conscious of like America, and you know, it's just a total other layer of the game when betraying your alliance is also kind of like betraying your culture, and you are representing something that has never been seen on Big Brother or really any reality TV of this kind. So I can see why the weight of Azza and Derek, even if it's not good for her game, is very important to her, and how that can be really, really hard.
Yeah. It's something that she's expressed has been difficult for her all season long. And she is, again, continuing to try to, you know, ride this wave of like, I can play my own game and I can also work for the cookout. And she's trying to hold both in, together, but it's not going to work. And it's not only not going to work because, because it's a difficult thing to manage, but also like, there's two things going on here. One is that if Tiffany were able to play her own game, she would just get rid of Big D and Azza because their personalities just don't mesh very well. If she were a better player, she could talk to them without pissing them off or getting pissed off every 2 seconds. I do think that Tiffany would be in a much better position if she wasn't beholden to the cookout. But I also think that she could make the cookout work, if not for some of the major flaws in her game. It's interesting to watch. And I do feel for her in that regard. Mm-hmm. That she does have a lot of pressure on her here. That is not really her fault.
It's not inherently part of the game. It's another mm-hmm. layer that she has to contend with that not everybody does.
Yeah. Claire is going to talk with Christian, and she tells him it's done. It's over. The votes are not there. My vote is not there. And he's like, well, but what if we get this? What if we get Brittany? What if we do this? What if Tiffany does this? There's no chance. It's not happening. Okay. He goes and tells Alyssa, it's over. It's over. Claire's not voting for me.
Now can we cuddle all day?
Yeah.
All night at this point.
Yeah. they go off. Hannah's going to talk to Xavier a bit. This is interesting. They're starting to talk about like eviction orders, right now. Cause this is what she's often been doing with Tiffany, but you know, Tiffany, really was, all over the place tonight. And so now she's going to be talking a little bit with Xavier. It's a little confusing, here though, because she, is going to say that she feels like Xavier should go after Derek, that he is the one that that has a reason to and thus should, and that she feels like Derek and Claire should be the first to go, and people like Alyssa and Sarah Beth should go later, because she says that she's concerned about Kyland and Xavier going up on the block together. I don't know exactly what she is up to here. This is terrible for her game if it's true. I would assume that she's just lying to X to appease what he would want, but again, X is a decently passive player and has been perfectly willing to let Alyssa and whoever go for the sake of getting to the end with, you know, the other ideal scenario. So she doesn't need to appease him in this way. I think she's just kind of like giving up pieces for free.
Yeah, well, I think she tried to make a play and it didn't work. And like I said, I think she has trouble not being the one steering. And so I think she's just trying to kind of lay plans for the future and like you said, giving up information, making unforced errors.
Yeah. Christian is going to talk to Alyssa and Xavier later in the night. Christian says, you know what? I don't want to give up yet. We got one more play. Let's call a house meeting. Let's call a real house meeting. Let's do something here. And Xavier's like, no.
House meetings are my thing.
Dad, don't even think about it. Christian's like, what do you mean? We need to do one more thing at least. Like, we got to, there's no harm in not trying and no harm in trying, right? And Xavier's like, no, you're going to ruin our games. You're going to ruin me and Alyssa's games. He's like, how? Isn't it better for me to be here for your games? Don't do this. Xavier, hard line. Alyssa ends up agreeing with Xavier and says, no house meeting, no more fun tonight.
Absolutely no more fun, because Christian, you're dead, but that doesn't mean we have to be.
Yes. Again, the live feeder's not pleased with Xavier. I'm maybe a little
tank in the rankings.
I'm maybe a little bit pleased with Xavier because it was already enough to keep up with.
I'm sleepy.
But you know, it's at the same time, like, it's short term pain for long term gain here. It would have been good. Would have been fun. Brittany's going to talk to Christian. She says, you know, it's not happening. He knows it's not happening. They cry, they hug. Hey, tells
Brittany's
her to,
crying?
Yes.
You don't say.
Oh, man. Yeah. She says that, or he says that she should work with X and Alyssa. And they have a heartfelt goodbye. Big D is going to talk to Alyssa all about Tiffany. He rants against Tiffany and how much he hates her. And so now Alyssa knows Big D hates Tiffany.
Right. Hopefully that won't come into play at all.
Yeah. I mentioned there was some relationship drama. Mm-hmm. We got a little bit of it. So I woke up this morning and I saw people saying like, oh, wow. Brutal. Alyssa breaks up with Christian. And I was like, what? And then I watched it and I was like, that's not entirely the vibe I got. I don't know about you, Lita, but, they're talking, he's excited because, he's coming up to the have not room. So, this is sort of a plot line, that, the other night they asked Xavier, and man, is this still awkward? Cause, you know, Xavier's still totally holding a candle for Alyssa, but, right. They asked Xavier, would you mind not being in the have not room on Wednesday night? Because they're no longer have nots as of midnight on Wednesday, which means they don't have to sleep in the have not room. So Xavier could go downstairs and sleep with everyone else while they remain upstairs for their last night together. And Xavier awkwardly was like, yeah, totally. I'm totally cool and down for doing all that kind of stuff because I'm the cool one. Right. And so they're in the have not room together. Christian's on his way up there. And Derek says to Christian, like, hey, look, you're not have nots anymore, right? You don't need to be in there. Christian's like, right. He's like, you can have my HOH room tonight if you want, you and Alyssa. And Christian's like, oh, okay. And he goes into the HOA, goes into the have not room. And he's like, guess what Derek just said to me? He said, that we could have the HOH room tonight. And Alyssa was like, what? Why? So,
that's exactly what you want to hear.
What do you mean? Why? She's like, do you think he meant it like that? He's like, yeah. She's like, how do you know? What do you mean? How do I know? Like he gave me a smile.
Bed in a locked room.
Yeah. Like he definitely was implying that. She's like, but don't you think it would just be so obvious? He's like, does it matter?
Yeah. Like, I don't want anyone to know that you and I like each other.
He's like, okay, I feel like you don't want it. That's fine. We don't have to, can just stay here, in the have not room. But I think he's feeling a little insecure at this point. So he's going to go on to talk about how, you know, his manager is going to be happy that he's leaving so they can start working with him again. His manager said that he wanted him to stay until right before jury and then get evicted. And his manager also told him that he would find him a hot girlfriend after the show, to complete the look. He says, but I already have one in mind. So.
Who?
That's not going to happen.
Who is it?
You?
What'd she say? I didn't see this.
He's talking about like, they're not boyfriend and girlfriend, that they have not been, cause she's like, oh no, you're gonna get a hot girlfriend from him. And he's like, no, I want you. He asks essentially, can I post pictures? Like they're going to post pictures of them. There's like a hammock photo. He's like, can I say that you're my girlfriend on the edge? She's like, you can't say that. That's not true.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, can I ask you to be my girlfriend before I leave? She's like, no, we agreed. We would not do this until after the show.
I love this from Alyssa. I did not see this. This is, I cannot say I'm an Alyssa stan, but this is really funny.
They had talked, they were not going to be official boyfriend and girlfriend until they're not going to talk about that until after the show. Right. And so he's like, but I'm leaving now. Like when I agreed to that, I didn't think I'd be leaving before jury.
And she's like, yeah, there's other hot guys in the house. Bye.
She's like, and he's like, what if I ask you anyway? And then you'll have to say no. And she's like, don't do that. And he's like, all right. She's like, look, I'm worth the wait, she says. And she says that she's concerned that he's not going to wait, that he's going to want to ask her now, and then he's going to be out of the house for 2 months, and then things are going to change. And then she talks about being worried that she's going to lose him as a friend. And he's like, well, not to take a page out of Brent's book, but I don't think I could be your friend at this point. Like, I've got feelings. So, you know, I personally did not interpret this as like she was like actually saying for sure no. This is like they had talked about, this is not something they're going to deal with in the house. And they'll have a conversation about it outside of the house. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that could get in the way of this. And so it's not something, I think correctly, not something that they should be dealing with in the house. And so will they work outside the house? Who knows? It's possible. It's also possible it does not work.
Also possible that X can swoop in now.
We'll see. We'll see.
But also just like totally fair of her to like not want to like, I know it's, they won't actually like see it on feeds, but totally fair of her to not want to broadcast to America that she's going to hook up on in the Big Brother house. Like,
yeah,
when she says like, wouldn't it be obvious, like obviously yes, everybody in the house already knows, but like you don't necessarily want America to know that you went all the way in the Big Brother house. It would be obvious to America.
All right, so that was that. You know, if you care, if the chrysalis stands out there are, you know, sitting on the edges of their seats, but you know, you're gonna have to wait until
are there
after
chrysalis
the season.
Stands?
It's impossible that there are not.
Okay.
That's
just so boring.
Name any showmance, there's going to be at least one Twitter account, at least one YouTube account. That's called Chrysalis, hashtag Chrysalis. It's got a photo of the two of them. They're making fan cams on YouTube and, you know, so on and so forth. Yeah. So that's about what we had for you last night. Lita, anything that you wanted to bring up here?
No, I think watch this, this cookout meltdown between Tiffany, Azza, and Derek. Like I said, I think it's still possible that this remains personal and they all get on the same page again, game wise. But I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. But yeah, should be locked and loaded for Christian to go home. Please don't do anything crazy today, house guests. I'm sleepy.
All right. Well, we will see how things go down from here. You know, as often is the case, the HOH will be pretty important here tonight. There's a lot of different directions. I mean, there is no one house target here. Obviously, Sarah Beth is in trouble. Alyssa's in trouble. Brittany's in trouble. And Claire is in a little bit of trouble as well. You know, looking at the fields here, the cookout should remain strong. I mean, they do have, the numbers here. They still are, I think, unwilling to directly take a shot at one another. If they were to win. So that would be, I honestly think Brittany is the biggest, potential, cookout breaker upper. Because, in that scenario, I could see Big D or Azza trying to get her to do something, that we didn't do it. She did it. Right. It's not our fault. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But a lot of different directions that this coming week could go. And this Cookout Alliance is certainly hanging by a thread here. But it's a pretty strong thread. It's just one left, but it's pretty strong.
Yeah, it's like a skewer that goes in like a barbecue. What do you call that? Kebab.
It's a kebab.
Yeah.
They've all been impaled by a kebab, but it's
they're all stuck together, but they're very uncomfortable.
They're maybe about to slip off because the wound continues to like grow.
I think it's a good metaphor.
All right. Okay, so that's what we have for you. I will be live later today on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, to talk about the stock watch heading into next week. What is it going to look like? Definitely an interesting field to be talking about. So make sure you check out the stream today, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I'll also be live during the episode to watch the eviction play out live, as well as the HOH competition if we get it, for live reactions. And then after the episode, back here on Rob as a Podcast to recap what happens on the episode. Should be a lot of to talk about. Should be a lot of fun here today. And then, of course, tomorrow I'll be back 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today and tonight once we get our new HOH on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Lita, where can people find you?
You can find me on the recap this Sunday, making my recap, not debut, but this season recap debut. So I'll be on after the episode on Sunday night. You can find me on Twitter at Lita Tweeted. You can find me on Instagram at Lita Grammed. You can find my dog on Instagram at Sassy Cassie PGH. I think that's it.
Well, that's what we have for you guys. Thank you so much once again for joining us, and I will see all of you next time.